Hey, this chocolate martini has some corn in it.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning. Hey there, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, and you know, this has been a long, rough day. I told you yesterday I was having computer problems, and it was running really slow, and I had a couple of people tell me, well, you need to download a malware software program to find all the junk on there. So I started doing that, and got distracted and started doing it on every computer in the house, which was just stupid because some are slow, some are fast, some will freeze, some will work properly, some will annoy the crap out of you while you try to figure out why this one is working and this one isn't, and why is it taking 15 minutes to just sit here? Is it actually working? Oh, look, I stopped it and restarted it, and I shouldn't have. Now look at that. Yeah, that's basically the way my day has been running today. So I've been trying to clean up computers, clean up all the hassle and the other things that go along with it, and this is where I am today. It is late in the afternoon, and I'm finally getting around to talk to you guys. Computer programs may be just the most annoying freaking thing in the world. It makes you just want to jump out of your skin sometimes. It makes you want to pick up the laptop, throw it against the wall, punch your fist through the monitor of the home computer, but I'm not really like that. So I can't understand why it frustrates me so freaking bad when this happens. You know it's the annoying stuff because you don't really know what you're doing. You hope you're doing it right. You don't want to have to call a tech guy because, you know, I'm not really an idiot. I've done shit like this before. Please let me be able to do this again. And then if you go on the internet and you start looking for programs, because everybody says, well, there's some great free malware programs. Okay, well, I'm here and I'm looking. Which one are the great ones? Which one are the ones that aren't loaded with more spyware that just say, hey, it's free, download me, and then it loads your computer up? Yeah, just jabs it up the butt with viruses. So I don't know. I'm looking, I'm reading. That's taking up time. Can you feel the frustration in my voice today? You've been here. You're with me. You feel the heartache, the hurt. Ugh. And what makes these computer problems worse is when you actually have other shit that needs to be done. Yeah, I really needed to get my truck down and get the oil changed and get my tires rotated, and I needed to get this podcast done. So you put that on top of sitting there waiting for your computer to load, scan, reboot, quarantine, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be doing, and then it stalls, and then the internet freezes, and every one of those has happened today at some point. I started at 11 o'clock this morning trying to fix these computers, and it is now 4:22. That's 5 hours of jacking off on a computer around here, and it's frustrating beyond freaking belief. This has been more frustrating than trying to get into the pants of your high school girlfriend. Yeah, and then it makes me wonder why I like computers so much. Maybe because I got into them at a certain time and I was able to learn about it. And now there's just so much going on. The new Windows, is it Vista? Is it Vista 64? Is it Windows 7? I don't know. It's Windows now. At this point, it's just Windows. I used to be able to even write a little bit of DOS, but now I can barely write my name where the sign-in goes. Oh, that was, yeah, here's one thing that was even more frustrating. I got on because my internet was been so slow. I thought, well, I'll check on my modem. Is the modem bad? Is it old? Is it slow? So I go on the Quest Link website, and every time you change pages, it was asking me for another sign-in. What's your username and password? I thought I just put that in on the one before this, but now I've lost it. You bastards are driving me crazy. So that's the one thing I finally got past. After about an hour, I finally got it all figured out and got it to stay steady with the password and the name, and I change my modem speed. So now I'm going to have the higher speed internet, and I dumped long distance from my house, my home phone. I dumped the long distance and just keeping local numbers. And that, this is really weird, because I've increased my internet speed, the high speed DSL, to like tripled the speed. And when I dumped the long distance phone, I saved $40. So really, why aren't you doing that? If you have a cell phone, you don't really need long distance on your home phone because you have long distance on your cell phone. Ta-da! Yep. So start looking at little ways like that to try to save money, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to cut corners, kind of here and there, a little nickel and diamond off this. And it's just stupid the way we've been all been trying to live big. I'm living large. Well, I am bringing the large barge down to the dock. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm about to dock the large barge. But what a day it's been. I got up, listened to a little bit of morning radio and tried to see what they're talking about and trying to figure out if I still think it's lame a little bit. Too much coffee. I started drinking coffee. Next thing I know, I've had a full pot of coffee. That'll make your skin crawl. I think my hair actually had a stroke. I can't feel hair on one side of my head. I'm able to talk all right, so I'm not worried about that. But you ever wonder if you've ever had a stroke? You ever just been sitting there and feel like one side of your body just kind of go and tingle, and you go, did I just sort of have a stroke, or did some kind of weird zoomy, like some kind of ghost run up one side of my body? But you've had weird tingles like that, right? It's just weird how, like, all of a sudden you go sitting there and all down your leg, some weird tingle. I think what's even weirder is when you've been asleep and you wake up and you hurt. That's weird. How did you hurt yourself in your sleep? Did you get up and sleepwalk? No, you just laid there. My girlfriend said, well, maybe you slept wrong. How the fuck do you sleep wrong? Huh? How's that possible? Jim, have I gotten so retarded that I don't know how to sleep? I just must have twisted one side and put an arm under the pillow and stuck a leg under the mattress, because my entire body feels like it was run through a pineapple press. Yeah, those days suck when you feel like your back hurts, your shoulder hurts. God damn it, even my... I took a step and my foot hurts. What happened? And then the next day, you're like, well, I feel better. Everything about me feels great. Then the day after that, this isn't a good day. What happened to just having good days all the time? Remember when you were like 5 years old and you just had good days? That's all. You just woke up in a good mood and you ran around all day in a good mood. And you went to bed pissed off because you were 5 years old and you didn't want to go to bed. But most of your day was just really good. That goes on for years. And then all of a sudden, just like, I'm not really in a good mood. You ask people, how you doing today? I'm all right. Well, what's just all right? You're not doing good? I'm all right. So you're not doing good. I've been better. You had a good day? I've had better days. You've heard that? Yeah, I've had better days. Well, you woke up and you're alive. That's a pretty good damn day, if you ask me. So at what point do we just start looking for bad days? Or we prepare for bad days? I've had people tell me that they get sick the night before because they hate going to their job so much. They just like, my stomach hurts. I'm just thinking, I hate it so much. I just wish that lady I work with would just quit. She drives me apeshit. Or you've got the boss that you can't stand, that you know you're going to go in the next morning and they're going to come down on something. Or you got that micromanaging creature. Anybody got one of those that just double checks everything and asks you, now did you? Yes, I did. That's my job. I've done it every day for 10 years. Yeah, I've done it, all right? Yeah, back the fuck off. And then you feel like you've had a hair stroke. And nobody wants to have a hair stroke. Trust me. All right, what's in the news today? I was just looking at things earlier. Michael Phelps, the swimmer, the mutant man, the real-life Aquaman. He's won now the most gold medals of any Olympic athlete ever. Ever. So I guess that goes to say that... smoking pot ain't that bad for everybody? How's this guy get that high and do that well? I guess the pot people are going to hold him up as ta-da-da, get high and get gold. Kind of hard to tell your kid not to get high when the Olympic guy has more medals than anybody. Yeah, what do you tell your kid? Yeah, you know what, son? Don't get high. Never have gotten high. And I don't have any medals. Yeah, so go to your room and don't get high. You stay clean and sober and mediocre. That's right. Don't pay any attention to that Michael Phelps and all his gold medals. What is he going to be one day? That's right. Nothing but a pothead. He'll just be an Olympic pothead, and you're going to be smarter than that. So you study and you plan ahead. You'll work for a corporation one day that treats you like shit and micromanages you and make you have stomach pains the night before you go to work. So, yeah, don't you smoke pot and become a millionaire like that Michael Phelps. Don't do that. Don't smoke pot and be creative and come up with ideas that might make you millions and millions of dollars. You stop that. You be like your father. Just go to work every day in the same job and sit in the cubicle till one day you come home and sit down in front of the TV and you have a hair stroke and nobody knows what to do because nobody knows what a hair stroke is, and you just sit there and waste away. People one day will say, whatever happened to him? And they'll say, he was watching Law and Order reruns and had a hair stroke. That's sad, isn't it? Yes, really sad. He probably should have smoked pot and come up with a multi-million dollar idea and had better health care. Yeah, I agree. I don't know if you guys heard that while I was talking there. There's like big, loud thunder. We're getting a storm hitting right here in Denver now. You can hear it down here in the studio basement. And the dogs are going crazy. I hear them scratching upstairs, so I didn't know if you were hearing that either. Just drives them crazy. I don't know what it is about the thunder that drives the dogs nuts. I even grabbed the dog the other day and said, come on, let's sing the Thunder Buddy song. And the dumbass couldn't remember the words. Yeah, I just looked at him, and the dog looked at me like, what? I don't know the words. And I was like, we need to rent Ted or something, find out what the words are. Did you hear that? Yeah, they're scratching on the ceiling again. Have you seen the movie Ted yet? It's not bad. It's pretty good. There's just something amusing about a cussing teddy bear. It's kind of like seeing your grandmother say the word fuck. It's the same type of humor. That would be a really good movie. Just get a really old person, you know, about 100 years old. Go live with your Here's the plot. You go live with your great-grandmother who's just an out-of-control, pillhead, pothead party. She still just parties her ass off. And she just says, like, you know, the dirtiest words ever. And she hangs out with, like, young strippers. Every time you come home from work, Granny's got, like, 8 strippers sitting on the couch. And she's like, what? Ladies got to have some play, right? Mm-hmm, that's right. And then there are all the guys are like, that's right, Granny, you got it going on. We're going to get some of that silver tonight. Mm-hmm, I'm going for the silver. Yeah, Granny would be like, yeah, I'm going to ride you like the electric cart at Target. Mm-hmm. Well, this one is going to be short today because I've just been running, like I said, crazy all day. And I've got other things that I really need to get done. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in this little bit of segment here. Say thank you to Pop Chips and, you know, all my advertiser guys and friends. I want to make sure that we get a shout out to them. Pop Chips, you know, check them out, popchips.com, Perky Jerky at perkyjerky.com. And who else is there? Oh, there's me. Remember me. I got to plug myself. If you're going to be anywhere in the Memphis, Tennessee area this weekend, I'll be performing in Memphis. I wish I could remember the name of the theater. Google my name or look at my Facebook page, and it's on there. So check it out. 2 shows, Saturday in Memphis. And then that following, if you're in Colorado, the following Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I will be performing in Keystone, Colorado. So come on up there and check that out. And I'm trying to get more shows booked. I got Fort Worth coming up. I got Dallas coming up. I have got Las Vegas coming up. More shows on the way. So, guys, thank you. I appreciate it. I promised to be doing more tomorrow. I'm going to call a friend of mine, an L.A. writer, a guy named Larry Hyde. Very funny man. We've written some stuff together, and I'm looking forward to having him here on the podcast and seeing what comes out of his foul little face. All right, guys, you have fun. Sleep well. Don't wake up hurting. Don't forget how to sleep in the night, because you don't want to wake up with stroke hair. I think my hair had a stroke. God bless America. Now go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. Podcast and I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear, thing rains and ooze, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind